Radio Prague News. The lower house has approved the government's tax reform. Finance Minister Miloslav Kalousek has denied having threatened the police president in connection with the investigation of the dubious purchase of CASA planes for the Czech army. And the opposition Social Democrats say they will table a vote of no confidence in the centre-right government next week. The lower house on Friday approved the government's tax reform. The bill, which was passed in its third reading, envisages a 1% hike in value-added tax to 15 and 21% respectively, fewer tax reliefs for entrepreneurs, and the introduction of a 7% solidarity tax for people with monthly salaries over 100,000 crowns for a period of 3 years. The tax reform is part of an austerity package aimed at bringing the deficit in public finances under 3% of GDP. The proposed tax hikes, which will now be debated in the Senate, came under fire from some deputies within the Prime Minister's Civic Democratic Party, who say it will undercut growth. Finance Minister Miloslav Kalousek went before Parliament's Security Committee on Friday to defend himself against allegations that he had lobbied or even threatened the police president in connection with the investigation of the dubious purchase of CASA planes for the Czech army. Addressing the committee, Mr. Kalousek admitted that he had made 3 phone calls to the police president on July 4th, but claimed that all had been related to the purchase of a new fleet of cars for the police force. He firmly denied having put pressure on the police president in connection with the CASA investigation, which concerns a close party colleague of his, Vlasta Parkanova. Meanwhile, the police president, Petr Lessy, who told the same committee on Thursday that the finance minister called him personally 3 times in 1 day to complain about the police investigation in the purchase of CASA planes for the army, is standing by his story and says he is ready to take a lie detector test to prove it. He claims that Mr. Kalousek first threatened him and the whole team working on the case and later called again to tone down his remarks and apologize. Interior Minister Jan Kubice has asked the Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman to look into claims that political pressure was exerted on the police in connection with the investigation. Mr. Kubice said he wanted the matter investigated despite receiving assurances from Police President Petr Lessy that the investigation was proceeding as it should. Mr. Lessy told Czech television that the calls from the finance minister had not in any way affected the work of the police on the case. Meanwhile, the opposition Social Democrats say they will table a vote of no confidence in the centre-right government next week. Following a meeting of the Deputies Club on Friday, party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said the present situation was intolerable and that the opposition would make the move despite the fact that to all accounts it does not have the votes needed to bring down the government. Observers note that the opposition may be hoping to get unexpected support from those civic democrats who strongly oppose the government's tax reform. And finally, the lower house on Friday approved an amendment to the law on the distribution of state revenue to municipalities. If it is approved by the Senate and signed into law by the President, the revised legislation will benefit mid-sized and smaller municipalities, which stand to gain roughly 12 billion crowns by the amendment. In the past, smaller municipalities got approximately 6,800 crowns per citizen. The amendment would give them 9,000. On the other hand, big cities, Prague, Brno, Plzeň and Ostrava, will lose money. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The weekend is expected to be cold and rainy with day temperatures under 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.